Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now an update, then maybe some details on a mysterious story we reported on last week. The CIA's top spy was pulled out of the country of Pakistan last week after receiving several death threats. The CIA believes that its Pakistani counterpart, the ISI, may have deliberately blown the cover of the operative, as his name was made public in a legal complaint by a family suing the CIA and the Pakistani government over drone attacks and the effect of those attacks on civilians. To shed some more light on this murky affair is Art Keller, a former case officer with the CIA. Art served in Pakistan in 2006. Good morning once again, Art.
Morning.
And also on the line is Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So, first of all, you know, what is the mechanism by which this CIA agent was actually exposed? Did the name sort of come up as a detail in this lawsuit that we also reported on last week, or was it deliberately leaked in some way? And how would we know the difference?
Well, that's a good question. How do you know the difference? I mean, there is the official story is that the name came out as part of a complaint by residents of the tribal areas of Pakistan against CIA officers in the United States. In Islamabad, and it became more formal last Monday when the lawyer made a. It wasn't an official lawsuit. It was a complaint to the police to arrest the CIA station chief. That then, according to American officials, created a sort of the effect of this person, this officer, receiving a number of death threats, and then the decision by the CIA to pull him out of Islamabad on Thursday.
Is that a suggestion that the ISI might actually be a friend of the court or even driving this lawsuit by people from tribal areas suing over U.S. drone attacks?
That's part of the suspicion. The suspicion among some people we talked to at the end of last week was that because the CIA station chief's name in Islamabad is certainly not well known. He's an undercover officer and would not be common knowledge to people in the tribal areas and or for most of Pakistan for that matter. They would have to have been told this by people in the know, and that's at least part of where the suspicion comes from that the ISI was involved.
That's Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner at the New York Times. So, Art Keller, what's it like to have your cover blown? And again, this is a lawsuit that accuses the CIA of drone attacks that have killed civilians. The CIA officially says there are no such attacks. How do you defend yourself in court?
Yeah, well, that would be pretty tough. And you know, in the world of undercover operations, you try and keep as low a profile as possible. It's in cases like this where your name leaks out, the CIA really has no alternative. They know from previous experience the station chief in Beirut, Lebanon, in 1983. Once his cover was blown, he was kidnapped and tortured to death by Hezbollah. So,
but the
very real fear that, you know, once the death threats started coming, someone would actually act on them.
But it's also a real fear of civilians in the tribal areas that drone attacks are going to kill them.
Right.
Well, I can't comment directly, either positively or negatively, on drone attacks. I can tell you the New America Foundation runs a pretty well-established website collecting stats on those, and they say that in the first 20 months of the new administration, the number of those attacks have gone up dramatically. That would really be not the responsibility, per se, of anyone in Islamabad. The fact that it has increased so much over the Bush administration means that was a policy decision taken back in Washington. So they may be putting responsibility for that at the door of the station chief, but really that wouldn't have been his decision in any case.
Well, would it have been this individual's decision then? Listen.
We're in Afghanistan to prevent a cancer from once again spreading through that country. But this same cancer has also taken root in the border region of Pakistan. And that's why we need a strategy that works on both sides of the border.
A strategy that works on both sides of the border. Mark Mazzetti, are we seeing the one side of the border that this strategy maybe is breaking down a little bit?
Well, I don't know if it's breaking down just because the station chief's name was leaked. I mean, as Art said, the number of, or as Art sort of said in an oblique way, the number of drone strikes of over the last year and a half have expanded dramatically. I mean, in the last 4 months alone, it's gone up. I think there's been 60 or so strikes just in the last 4 months. So you can see that the Obama administration's sees this as a pretty critical part of its overall strategy. I mean, you could argue with, the long-term effects of drone strikes or whether it's, having a serious impact on al-Qaeda for the long term. But they see this as part of, reducing the safe havens in Pakistan so that there will be fewer militants attacks in Afghanistan, and then that can help them carry out the strategy, the counterinsurgency strategy across the border.
But Art Keller, I mean, this is an untenable situation. I mean, you go to anybody on the street in Islamabad, they know about drone strikes. They know about this, violation of Pakistani sovereignty by U.S. forces, whether it's coming from Washington or Islamabad. If you're the CIA station chief whose job it is to pretend this isn't going on, I mean, that's just not a sustainable situation.
Well, yeah, it puts them in an impossible position, and that's the phrase you keep on hearing again, a violation of sovereignty. And I can tell you that any intelligence officer worth their salt is more likely going to want to capture someone so you can question them and get information, because that's the only way you can really dismantle a militant network. But they're not being offered that option because, in reality, the Pakistani state does not have sovereign control over that area, so they can't go in and arrest or question people. Can't or won't, depending on who you talk to.
Art Keller, former case officer with the CIA who served in Pakistan in 2006. Mark Mazzetti, is the tension between the ISI, the Pakistan Security Service, and the CIA at a high peak right now?
It's one of these things that I think the answer is yes, but it's one of these things that these flare-ups come occasionally. People will all probably step back from the ledge. Both sides need each other. I called it a sort of fragile but codependent relationship. They are dependent on each other, so they will probably find a way to get through this.
Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the blown cover of a CIA station chief pulled out of the country of Pakistan last week after receiving several death threats.